It's Saturday night in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world. And here from the stage of the Ryman Auditorium is the 1,063rd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Ferlin Husky.
There's so many mysteries that I can't understand. One is why the wanderlust is born in the heart of a man. I've kissed young lips that thrill me so and set my soul on fire. I'm a black sheep boy and I just can't find the lips my heart desires. Black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep.
Why do I have to roam? Why can't I find a happy heart like other guys I've known? I've known life, I've tasted love from a girl that's true and sweet. She haunts me in my dreams at night, I can't hardly sleep. Black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep.
Why do I have to roam? Why can't I find a happy heart like other guys I've known? I wanna settle down so bad, but my wandering heart says no. Black sheep, boy, there's a lot more places we've gotta go. I can hear my mama say as she sits there all alone, my black sheep boy is coming back, never more to roam. Black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep.
Why do I have to roam? Why can't I find a happy heart like other guys I've known? Black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep.
Ferlin Husky, ladies and gentlemen, singing Black Sheep. And thank you, Ferlin. Welcome, welcome once again to the Grand Ole Opry. It's a real pleasure to have you with us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Grant, especially since you have a wonderful show lined up.
Well, it is a good show, Ferlin, even if I do say so myself. There's Cousin Minnie Pearl and Archie Campbell aboard.
Yes, and Chet Atkins, Grandpa Jones, Tommy Jackson.
And as our special guest, that tall and handsome, sweet singing boy who hails from down Louisiana way, Jimmy Newman.
Well, we'll have Jimmy Newman out here in just a minute to sing us a couple of his new great songs. Meanwhile, let's listen to the tall tales and troubles of the great sports fan who has been a hit in television, he's been a hit in radio, he has been a hit in movies. As a matter of fact, he's the greatest has-been that you'll ever meet. Archie Campbell!
Thank you, Ferlin, and I'd like to say it's a pleasure to be here tonight. And as head of the English department at the University of Bulls Gap, I want to talk to you just a little tonight about your pronunciation. You know, when folks talk anymore, you can't understand what they say because there's no punctuation.
That's
you
right.
Take, Ferlin, when it's in writing, at the end of a sentence, they've got a period.
Yeah, yeah.
So what I want to do is teach the folks here tonight the phonetic punctuation.
The phonetic.
For instance, when you say something, now here's the period.
Yeah.
Here's the way you make the period.
That's the period.
Anytime you say something, put a on the end of it.
That's the period. Yeah.
Like if you go in Monday morning and the boss chews you out about something, when you leave the office, say, well, I'll see you later, boss.
That's it.
He'll know what you mean. You can get a job somewhere anyhow. Now, that's the period. And the comma, a little tadpole-shaped looking thing, here's the way you make the comma. Then there's the colon. Colon, of course, is nothing in the world but two periods, one on top of the other one. Here's the way you make the colon. Then there's the semicolon. The semicolon, of course, is a period and a comma.
Yeah.
Here's the way you make the semicolon. Then there's the dash. Of course, it's just a little straight mark, but now here's the way you make the dash. You want to make it backwards, you'd make it like this. And there's the question mark. You know, it circles around in a half circle, and it drops straight down, a period on the bottom. Here's the way you make it. Then we have the exclamation point. The exclamation point, it's big at the top, comes down to a point, period on the bottom. Here's the way you make it. Backwards. Now, I have a little story here, Ferlin, that I'd like to read off to you and show you how this sounds when it's put into the use.
All right.
Name of this story is Meet Me in the Alley at Midnight, signed Mabel. Wait a minute, that's the wrong one. Here it is, punctuated from one end to the other. Once upon a time, there was a brave young prince. He lived in a beautiful castle high on a hill. One day he was strolling through the forest with his horse, dog, and carriage. Then from out of the underbrush, there appeared before him a beautiful maiden. He thought, should he speak to her first? And then she says, I am lost in the forest and need food and drink. So he took her to his castle. They got married and lived happily ever afterward.
Thank you, Archie Campbell. It was a pleasure to have you with us. And speaking of pleasures, it's a great pleasure to introduce our guest for the show. He's sung for us a great many times and has always been a favorite here at the Opry. That smiling, happy boy, Jimmy Newman. Jim, we want to say welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Grant. It's real nice to be here.
I want to say welcome, too, Jimmy.
Well, thank you, Farland.
Well, Jim, we could stand here and talk for the next 10 minutes, but we all know that's out of the question. So how about this new song that you're going to sing for us, Jimmy? You cut this for MGM, and if I'm not mistaken, you used a whole lot of fiddles in the number. Anyway,
yes,
here it is, Jimmy Newman's big new record, I Miss You Already.
The time has come, you're telling me goodbye. I know that I can't stop you if I try. I've had too many chances, I'll have to set you free. I watch you go too late. I know how much you mean to me. Oh, I miss you already, and you're not even gone. So kiss me once again, then say goodbye. I'll wait until you're gone before I cry. I'll try to find myself a way to face this loneliness. I watch you go too late. I know I've lost my happiness. Oh, I miss you already, and you're not even gone.
Well, Ferlin, seeing how Washington's birthday is only a day or so off, I reckon that we ought to be double careful about what we say about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh, shucks, Grant. We don't have to worry one bit. If we just say that Prince Albert smoking tobacco is the largest selling smoking tobacco in America because it's got mild and mellow flavor that smokers go for, we'll be telling the absolute truth.
Yes, and smokers can find that out for themselves. Friends, just light up with Prince Albert and then see for yourself that the proof is in the puffin. Yep, your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
And PA is always so fresh.
Yes, sir, and it's crimp cut, too, so that it packs right, it burns steady and cool. So pipe smoker or roll your own man, learn the truth about tasty, satisfying, happy smoking with Prince Albert's smoking tobacco. Here's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, along with Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Cloggers, cutting a few fancy capers to the tune of Old Bill Cheetah.
Hold hands up and circle left, get your partner, kid yourself. Hands up, fold, and middle, fold, oh, little ladies, don't you do. Up, unroll, and down the other, get your partner, look out, brother. Meet your gal and pile on the head, don't even pick your feet, going back. Swing, 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 you're all the way around and feel it going. Hands a four and then the four, two little ladies, go to go. Clean up and circle left, everybody around. Promenade home, all around, shake them down.
All right, thank you, Tommy and dancers. That was wonderful dancing. But now, Ferlin, it's time you sang a song. And since it is this particular spot on the show, it's got to be a sacred song. So step up and tell us what it is.
Well, Grant, this is one of my favorites, and I hope that everybody else will enjoy it. One called Peace in the Valley.
Oh, well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go alone till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yeah. Well, the morning's so bright, and the lamb is the light, and the night is as black as the sea. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness, no sorrow.
Oh, my Lord,
no trouble. Trouble I see.
There'll be peace in the valley for me.
That's wonderful, Ferlin. Thanks a whole lot. Just wonderful. But now it's time we heard from one of our outstanding featured performers. And I'm talking about that master of the guitar, Chet Atkins, as he plays a real old-timer, Dream Train. Chet.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chet Atkins. That's wonderful. Now I've got a real pleasure to perform. I really have. It's time to introduce my old girlfriend from Grinder Switch.
Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Oh, watch that. Watch it. Howdy! Just a proud to be here. Well, see, there was a feller over at Grinder Switch today is trying to sell brother one of these here newfangled cars. And he is telling brother, he said, this car has got everything. Said it's got automatic gear shift and power brakes and power steering and all them newfangled gadgets. And it's also got a gadget that when it commences to rain, the top will just come up all of its own self. And the windows commence to roll up. Well, it's got everything.
Everything.
Brother said he wasn't going to have it. Why, he said he, well, he said he wasn't going to have no car that is smarter than he was. Oh. That's brother. Well, no, now listen, I'm really proud to be down here tonight. In fact, I'm tickled. I just got kissed by a feller with a bushy mustache. Well, he apologized. He apologized. He said he's sorry he done it because he was sorry, but that was his hobby, going around kissing beautiful women. Oh, he was so tall. He was so tall. He was so handsome. He was so nearsighted.
Miss Pearl?
Yes, Archie?
You mean to tell me that you let a perfect stranger kiss you?
Well, he wasn't perfect. And as far as that's concerned, he wasn't a whole lot stranger than most fellas I'd let kiss me.
I just can't imagine a woman of your caliber, though. A woman of your standing, I just can't imagine you, Minnie Pearl, letting a stranger kiss you.
Here's a feller with no imagination whatsoever. Yes. That's right.
Minnie?
Yes, sir?
Now, are you going to tell Hezzy how this feller kissed you?
I ain't going to tell him how. I'm going to show him how. Yes, sir. Hey, Archie?
Yeah, yes?
Are you going to the party they're going to have tonight?
No, I ain't going, Minnie.
Archie, you don't say I ain't going.
Well, I ain't, though.
You see, it goes, I am not going, you are not going, they are not going.
It's going to be a lousy party. There ain't nobody going.
No, I ain't going to stay out here and talk to you. You're crazy. I'm going to Hollywood in the morning. I'm going to be on the Ernie Ford show, you know.
Is that?
Yes, sir, and I've got to go because I've got a feller back here that's learning me how to play checkers, and I'm going to show it to all them fellas out there on the coast.
Well, they'll
the way you play it, I kiss him, and then he kisses me, and then I kiss him, and then he kisses me, and then I kiss him, and then he kisses me.
Hey, wait a minute there. Wait a minute. You kiss him, and he kisses you.
Yeah.
Who told him that was checkers?
I did. Ain't I my dog? See you next week.
This is Ferlin Husky. You know, the proof is in the puffin. Well, right now I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
The proof is in the puffin, and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor in a pipe bowl that's cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
And now it's guest time once more, and here's Jimmy Newman with another of his great new MGM records, The End of the Line. Jimmy Newman.
This is the end. Of the line, this is where I get off. No more, you're gonna break this heart of mine. Oh no, I was a fool right down the line. But baby doll, I've had enough heartaches from you. Now this is the end of the line. After all the love I give you, how can you treat me so wrong? Darling, what will you do when you find yourself alone? Cause I'll be gone a long, long time. No use to cry, this is goodbye. And this is the end, yes, this is the end of the line. After all the love I gave you, how can you treat me so wrong? Darling, what will you do when you find yourself alone? Cause I'll be gone a long, long time. No use to cry, this is goodbye. And this is the end, yes, this is the end of the line.
Well, all right, Jimmy Newman, we sure do want to thank you for the fine singing and being here with us tonight. It's a real pleasure. Now it's time we've presented another of our great Opry regulars. It's Grandpa Jones with his deck of records, a recording recorded up with Rattler's Pup.
Oh, Rattler, right this year's ago. Rattler's Pup is coming up, you ought to see him go. Oh, Rattler, right this year's ago. Rattler's Pup is coming up, you ought to see him go.
Well, the woods are re again tonight for the boys I love here. It's rolling loud and clear with my old hound dog and carbide light beneath that yeller moon. I'm out tonight to see a fight of a big green tail raccoon.
Oh, Rattler, left his years ago. Rattler's Pup is coming up, you ought to see him go. Oh, Rattler, left his years ago. Rattler's Pup is coming up, you ought to see him go.
After 11 o'clock, he hit a red hot trail. And by the noise, you'd think he had that old coon by the tail. Well, he run him up a white oak tree way out on a limb. And there beneath the light of the moon, I got a glimpse of him.
Oh, Rattler, left his years ago. But Rattler's Pup is coming up, you ought to see him go.
It was a sight to see. He looked as big as a grizzly bear perched up in the tree. I cut the tree down, come the coon, and when he hit the ground, old Rattler's Pup and old man coon went around and around and around. Well, they fought all night and all day long. It was a fearful fight. No better coon, no better dog was ever in a fight.
Oh, Rattler left his years ago. But Rattler's Pup is coming up, you ought to see him go. Oh, Rattler.
Thanks a whole lot. But now, Ferlin, before we hear another song from you, how about telling us about your plans?
Well, Grant, I just came in from Alaska and Texas. Now I'm going to California next week and from there to Hawaii.
Oh, boy. Good luck to you.
Then I'm coming back home.
Well, that'll be the best part, won't it? But I hope you do have a good time, Ferlin. Now, about that song. Here he is, neighbors, our star, Ferlin Husky, and his latest capital release, My Love for You.
Castles are built high and mighty, and oceans were made deep and wide. We were made for each other. That's how I feel about my love for you. Up in the sky, there's a rainbow. That some people say has no end. This may not be true, but there's no end to my love for you. Sometimes are broken, and someone you trust may be untrue, but I'll never be unfaithful. You can trust in my love for you. Put your trust in my love for you.
For you.
Watch, Mr. Snap says it's time to get out of here. But I would like to say that it was nice having all of you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. And I want y'all to be listening next week when Cowboy Copas will be heading up the big cast with the Lubin Brothers along as special guests. Till then, this is Ferlin Husky saying thank you so much. And we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry!
Cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you looking for flavor and mildness?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
The best tobacco makes the very best smoke.
Have a real cigarette,
a real cigarette,
a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette, any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette.
A real cigarette.
A real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service. Brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.